too old or something, you say, the meat
rancid.
And
all rank, I've heard. Now, I don't know whether that's correct English, but rancid would be.
All right. And what about the word for, was used sometime when a baby has had too much attention, and you say, oh, that child is just
spoiled.
And sometimes you use that with meat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about, do you recall, and it seems to me this maybe is definitely times past, but foods, meat dishes that were made from different parts of the pig, like parts of the head,
Souse. Souse meat.
All right. And
it's congealed.
Yes. And you sliced. And how was it? Always served cold, or?
Yes,
it was
I believe so.
I've
had anyway, and in fact, I haven't had it in many years, but you put a little vinegar and salt and pepper on it. And
I remember that.
Have you ever had?
Yes, but I'd forgotten that.
I had too, until you said it.
Vinegar with pepper on. And do you have any term for ground beef rolled in tripe? Pickled, sliced, and fried.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's around.
That's
here.
Not local.
What about cornmeal and chopped liver cooked together, then sliced and fried?
Meal and chocolate. No, we wouldn't.
We never did
done that. It's surprising because the cornmeal certainly is damn sour.
This may be some specific.
And we do fish that way now. That's
yes.
The way we fry fish.
Right. What about, did you ever have liver pudding or anything?
Yes, and liver hash that I don't know exactly how it was made, but my mother used to make what I loved is liver hash, and I think that it had some of the lights in it, which is the lung.
Right. That's interesting. I didn't know.
I'm not sure, but it was something else. When you'd have fresh meat,
I mean,
when the hogs were first killed, you'd have the fresh liver, she cut it in blocks. And it was delicious, thin and like a hash.
And what about, did you ever use the blood anyway in cooking?
No.
Never had blood pudding or anything?
No. In fact, I pour up boiling water over the liver to
get what
I had to do.
All right, any other dish that you may have had, mixing cornmeal with the juice from head cheese, liver sausage, anything like this?
No.
Have you ever heard of scrapple?
I've heard of it, but we've never fixed anything.
And if the butter becomes too old, you might say the butter is
rancid.
And did you ever have anything made from curdled milk?
Yes, clabber.
Clabber, all right.
And the water that rose on that was the whey.
Yes. Remember the term.
And then you churned and got the buttermilk and butter.
And what about anything that was made from the clabbered milk? I'm not sure.
Yes, cottage cheese.
Any other words for cottage cheese? No.
I don't know. No. My mother made that at home. In fact, I made it a good bit when we first married.
It seems to me the informant from Ohio used the word smear case that I had never heard
that.
What about if the milk, this was on the farm again, and before, I guess, pasteurization and so on, you might have had a piece of cloth that you poured the milk through. You said you had
strained it.
And a dessert that was made with apples and sugar, but baked in a deeper dish than most pies.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call this?
Apple dumpling. Apple cobbler.
All right. Any other?
Deep dish apple something.
Right.
And apple strudel, I reckon. I don't believe that was local, though.
No,
we just had that later.
Yes. What about apple dowdy? Is that
we didn't make it by that name.